This is Electric Sisterhood, episode 39. Alligators should not hump children. This is Electric Sisterhood, episode 39. Yay! Another episode.
Yay!
Electric Sisterhood is home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this week, we're talking about all kinds of stuff.
Yes, we are.
It's a plethora,
a cornucopia, if you will.
But not pornucopia, because that...
I didn't say porn, I said corn. Cornucopia.
I know you said cornucopia, but I said not to be confused with pornucopia, which some people might
be. Are there pornucopias?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. But that's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But first, we got to get to the business.
Business.
Uh-huh.
Business. The business.
Taking care of business.
Nice.
Nice.
Magic. We've got magic singing now. This is good.
I've been singing all along.
Well, there's just like
Anna's
little...
just been drowning me out.
I know, but see, you're
doing
yourself.
It before we do it now.
And that's good. It's working.
I'm taking the initiative.
The plan is working.
Yeah. And my melanin levels are rising. We all know this.
Melanin is good for you. Makes you look younger when you're older.
Anyway, getting back to business.
Get a permanent, nice, healthy tan.
Mm-hmm. And bad credit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing. I couldn't resist it, though. I was trying not to say it, but I couldn't not say it.
That's okay. You can make fun of yourself.
I know. Hey, my credit is the shit.
Mine sucks.
Yeah, yours sucks.
I was hoping that it'd slide past you.
No. My credit is the shit. It's like, bling, bling. I'm getting my black card any day now.
Anyway, getting back to the point.
All right. Do we have a point? Yeah, we do.
Business.
You got to keep hitting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will get you to the longer place. You got to definitely keep commenting, posting, sending us emails using the hit us up link, because we love reading that stuff. Even though we get a lot of spam.
I know.
I refuse to put the
spam, thing. Spam, 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 spam.
See, what I was thinking of was spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam. See, and then when you did that, in my head, I went, I don't like spam. So, same wavelength.
Spam on bread, spam with cheese on bread.
Anyway,
bread with cheese on spam.
Okay.
Monty Python.
Enough with the spam. No more spam. That's
spam.
No more spam.
But and you know what? You know what's awesome about spam is it actually tastes great.
Anyway,
I haven't had spam in years.
Oh, I keep a can of spam on hand just in case because you never know.
Because you should always keep spam.
I eat my spam
and Twinkies
in
around
Japan.
Because then if the world ends, you can still eat your spam and Twinkies when everything else has been like. Off the face.
I can eat my spam on the plane. I can eat my spam in the rain.
In Spain. Anyway.
All right.
Getting away from the spam.
Yeah, we gotta get away. Yeah. Away from the spam, back to the business. We don't have a candy bitch this week.
Man, you guys.
Yep. It was falling off. Too many people reading stuff. But we like that you're reading stuff.
I'm glad you guys can read.
Because, you know, reading is fundamental.
Yay for...
And if not, yay for literacy. You can always call Hooked on Phonics.
It's 1-800-ABCDEFG, right?
Yeah,
that's something like that.
ABC, so hopefully you can read letters enough to know what the numbers are.
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of funny. It was like, I can't read.
Anyway. Generally, even if you can't read, you could probably recognize a few of the letters.
Yes, this may be, but still, I thought that was kind of silly and defeats the purpose. But that's just
me. Just a little bit.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay away from singing the Supertramp because that would kind of show my age a little bit, so I'm going to move on.
Because she's old.
Fuck you. With that said, I'm going to pass the mic of a thousand truths to Pandalicious. What do you got for the people this week, Panda?
Well, I decided to be a little random. Well, actually, that's not very off because I'm always random.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
But I decided to literally just pick a title, find something on it, and see if I liked it or not. And apparently, you know, the perv in me won because I picked a title called He Is My Master. So first, my first inclination was that this anime was going to be a hentai. You know, and I was totally ready, you know, to, you know, have a piece, you know, on porn ready. But it actually isn't very pornish.
Isn't
very. There's a little bit of a porn tendency. Like, there's a lot of fan service in this fiction. And I've only watched the first episode, mind you, so I don't know the whole story.
So there might be more aggressive porn and exhibition later.
Yes, but right now in the first episode, you pretty much just have your main character falling into a pond, and then she's all wet, and she has to change her clothes. And when she's changing her clothes, the door opens, and the male lead sees her in her wet panties and bra, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay.
But anyway.
Lovely.
So, yeah, and there's also a very horny alligator, too. But I'll get to that.
Alligator?
Wait. No, I'm sorry. You have to stop right there.
Alligator?
A horny alligator.
Yeah, alligator. So anyway.
How humanoid is this alligator? Is it like the stubby legs actual alligator? Or is it like a humanoid with an alligator head? Or?
Nope, it is an actual alligator.
Kind of gross.
Which the story goes.
Wait,
is,
does this take place in Japan?
No, I don't think so. I've only seen the first episode.
Well, where does it look like it takes place?
At a mansion.
Well, what I'm asking is the alligator out of place?
They carry it around in a giant suitcase, so yes.
Alligator.
Okay, but let me get to it. A horny pet alligator. I just want to make sure that I'm on the same path.
Yes, but let me explain how the alligator comes into it.
Okay.
Anyway, you have these two sisters. One name is Izumi, and her sister is Mitsuki. And Mitsuki's 13 years old, and Izumi's like 15. And they run away from home. I don't know why yet, but they do. And they're looking for work, live-in work. So wherever they work, you know, they kind of have to live there. And they come across this giant, they find this giant mansion. It's like raining, so, you know, they're trying to get out of the rain. You know, mind you, Mitsuki is holding this giant briefcase, which you find out later has the horny alligator in it. But anyway...
So they run away from home with an alligator?
Yeah, they run away from home, and she's carrying a giant bag, which you find out later has the alligator in it. But so they arrive at the house, and there's, like, all these beautiful, like, little ponds with these, like, fish in them.
Koi.
You know, and Mitsuki's like, oh, my God, look at the pretty fish, you know, and she slips. And her sister Izumi quickly grabs her and pulls her away, but as she's pulling her away, she loses balance, and she falls in the pond. And she gets wet. So they get to, you know, the stoop of the mansion. And she's like, quick, give me some clothes before, you know, because there's like a help wanted sign at the front of the mansion looking for maids. So, you know, she goes to go change her clothes. And as she does this, the door opens. And the male lead, you know, he shows up. And I'm just going to call him Yoshi for short because his name is super long. And he opens the door and he catches her, you know, pants off, you know, slipping panties off, dripping wet.
Wait, she's doing this outside on the, like, front stoop?
Yes. Yes. And, you know...
Of a random house.
Yes. Mansion.
Okay.
Mansion.
Just trying to clarify that.
So she, you know, she freaks out and she punches him, you know, and she feels bad that she punches him, you know, and
oh, that's the perfect way to get work.
Well, yeah. So, anyway, they enter into the mansion, and, I mean, it's, like, huge. Like, super huge. You know, and Yoshi, you know, is, you know, telling them about how he got the house. His parents were in a horrible accident, and he inherited this whole place, and no one else really lives there, and he's really kind of lonely, you know, and he plays off this whole sympathetic, you know, act to these girls.
Aww,
and they're
poor
like,
little
oh.
rich kid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so like, they're like, so when are we going to start, you know, the interview for this job? He goes, well, you know... He's like, we don't have to go right away. He's like, I'll have the one person I do have here, you know, fix something. You guys can go take a bath because it was pouring outside. So, you know, they're
wait,
like,
so,
okay.
Wait, so not only did she fall in a pond, but it was pouring out?
Yeah, it was kind of like raining. It was
so then her being
running.
Wet wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, but she fell and her whole, all of her was wet, you know. You know, playing
off the
words. As
opposed to just the, you know, drippy hair and, you know, maybe
yeah,
some
now she was
damp clothes.
Soaked.
Yeah, now her underwear and bra are actually clinging to her young, jailbaitish body.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything?
No. And okay. So he offers them to take, you know, a bath and have them get refreshed. And he's like, and I'll put some clothes. And he's like, I'll have them, you know, put some clothes out so you guys can have dry clothes. So like, okay. So they're in this giant, like, Olympic-sized bath. Like,
was it full of bubbles?
No.
I've always wanted to be in an Olympic-sized pool full of bubbles. Not just the
nice.
Water, but with the bubbles.
That would be sweet.
So, you know, they're doing like, the bath thing, and, you know, Mitski kind of just, you know, rips off all of her clothes and jumps in, you know, the bath, you know, and her sister's like, you need to scrub properly first.
Oh,
but of
God.
Course, they don't. So, you know, she scrubs herself properly and then gets in, and then, you know, Mitski goes out and does it, and she's just kind of talking to herself like, man, it must be nice to have this whole house to himself. It's like, he must be lonely, though. You know, mind you, it cuts to him. You know, and all of a sudden he's just like, wow, I have middle schoolers who want to be my maids. And then all of a sudden he gets this smile on his face.
Is he older or is he?
He's around the same age. He's probably the same age as me. No, and all of a sudden he gets this really creepy look on his face.
Yeah, see, that way it won't be statutory rape, because if he's older, then it's statutory rape, and they don't want to promote that in the anime.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, so he starts
Of course,
getting,
that's
know,
only a problem if they bring it over to the US.
Correct.
Normally. But he gets this sneaker. And he's just like, oh my God. He's like, I have middle school maids. He's like, this is my fantasy come true. You know, and you find out that Yoshi is this big jerk, you know. So he leaves clothes for these girls. Hey, and they're maid's clothes. But they're not, you know, like, oh my God, I'm a sex maid. Like, they're actually long skirts, you know, with the white apron and the little frill in the middle of their hair type of deal. You know, and... You know, Izumi likes it. She's like, why on earth is he giving us maid clothes already? We haven't even, like, done the interview. You know, and her sister's like, I was hoping for something shorter. You know? And, yeah. So, like, and she's like, oh, my God, get over yourself. So they walk in, you know, and he's sitting in this big chair, you know, and then all of a sudden he's just like, you are now my maids and you will do whatever I tell you. You know, and this is just
oh,
like,
good
what?
God.
You know, and Mitski's like, well, we kind of do need a job, you know, and Izumi's like hell, and, you know, so she's like, we're not totally sticking for this, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you kind of see Yoshi look at this giant bag, you know, and, Mitski had told him before not to open the bag, but,
oh my God.
But he opens the bag, and when he opens the bag, this big, giant green thing, like, bites him. You know, and you
awesome.
Find out it's an alligator.
So not only is it corny, but it's like a defender of the girls' virtue or something.
And so while his head is like inside this alligator's mouth, you know, Mitski's like, "Oh, you found Pochi, but I told you not to open the bag," you know. And Pochi looks over at Izumi, and he starts getting, you know, big heart eyes. And all of a sudden, he's all like,
"Oh my god!"
And she's like, "Oh no, not again!" So she goes running. Now, mind, she's got really big boobs. So as she's running, they, you know, emphasis on the boobs and her butt, you know. And Pochi jumps off of Yoshi and starts chasing her around the mansion.
And they kept,
you know,
this thing.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, Pochi kind of has a thing for my sister. Whenever he sees her, he always gets buck wild on her. So, like,
oh,
she's playing this alligator who has all of these intentions on doing her. So, anyway.
That's disgusting.
So, he finally manages to rip.
That's awful.
You know, he rips off most of her skirt. So then
see, even bestiality usually isn't with lizards.
Yes. Well, this time it was. And so, finally, she runs all the way back to the drawing room that they're in. And, like, she falls down. And this is kind of bad because the alligator actually does mount her and proceeds to ride her. You don't see it, You can only see the alligator and her legs. You know, you kind of get the idea.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, it doesn't hold, like, time, you know, like a time movement. Like, you see, like, the scene come behind it, like a time period has gone by. And you see her on the couch, and she's like, he's such an animal. You know, and
why the hell would you keep a pet like that?
And Yoshi's like, I didn't have my camera. You know, and Yoshi's sitting there, and he sees the fact that, you know, her skirt's been, like, torn, and he's like, oh, my God, that's what's been missing. My maid uniforms are too traditional. You know, and, you know, Izumi's like, we're not staying here. You can find other maids. So, you know, they leave. And mind you, his estate's huge. So, like, it took them forever to get to the house. You can imagine how long it's going to take for them to get out. They actually get lost on his estate. Izumi once again falls into a puddle.
Awesome.
Like, a pond. You know, and they're like, living outside. They have a fire, you know, and, like, they only have each other to keep warm. So Mitsuki and Izumi curl up. You know, and, you know, Izumi's like, I know I asked you to come with me, you know, for this, and I feel really bad and all that. And she's like, nope. She's like, you asked me and I came. She's like, we'll find work. Don't worry. You know, and Mitsuki falls asleep. Mind you, Yoshi is back in his secret drawing room, and he's drawing new maid outfits. Now comes the slutty maid outfits. You know, and he's like, oh, my God. He's like, I have these perfect outfits for these girls. These, my maids. You know, and
that's disgusting. How,
followed by,
yes. More or less, yeah. So, and that's only the first episode. Now, from the opening and endings, there's another maid who comes in later who also has a big thing for Izumi. A lot of people were really surprised that the people who released this, I believe it was, where is it in my notes? Ganex actually released this, so it's actually out. And a lot of people were like, what the hell? Because they've released other maid titles before that have been, obviously have been, you know, catering to fan service but had workable plots. Yeah. And apparently from the reviews that I've been looking at, you know, a lot, there isn't much plot running through this series.
Dude, she gets screwed, fucked by an alligator.
And I think that's a running gag.
How the hell? Oh, I'd be running. Okay? How is that a plot point?
Anyway.
I mean, really, what are you smoking at the point where you go, you know what we need? We need to have a 15-year-old get fucked by an alligator. Stay with me on this one, guys. Okay? All right, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Pun. But
yeah, exactly.
We're gonna have her fall down all the time.
Awful.
And the alligator's gonna mount her. Well, how's the alligator gonna mount her, sir? It's not like, have you ever seen the bottom of a gator? I mean, you know, thing. Don't worry about it. Just stay with me on this one. We've got to have more alligator fucking in anime.
We need more alligator.
Anyway. No. So there are mixed reviews because they,
I just saw something.
People who released this.
Croc, croc. Croc, croc.
And
that makes me laugh.
Anyway.
Sorry.
You know, a lot of people, you know, were just like, you know, Ganex has released maid titles before that have actually really been kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
And this one they haven't been too proud of. I mean, like, you know, there are 12 episodes total, so it's a small series. You know, and I haven't had a chance to watch anymore, but I plan to. But, you know, at the current moment, I can only say that, you know, I mean, I think it's funny, but I'm a perverted bitch. So.
But at least own that.
You know, so I kind of like where it's going. I mean, granted, I've only seen the first episodes, you know, I don't know what's in store yet. So for right now, I'm going to just say, you know, one out of five. For a rating, since I don't know too much yet, and a lot of the reviews have been extremely negative.
It could just be, though, that they're comparing them in between the other Gainax series.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, I'm going to leave it open, you know, to expand. I mean, they can only improve at this rate.
So, I should hope so.
Yeah. So with that said, you know, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths and put a little alligator sticker on it. And I'm going to pass it to Magic Mystic. So what are you going to do with it, Magic? Yeah, I'm going to turn the mic of 1,000 Truths into a humping alligator and then pass it. What are you going to do with it?
All right, well, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something mean to that alligator. I'm going
Oh my god, are you going to skin
cross.
It?
Are you going to neuter the porn?
I'm going to nail it to the cross. Because what I'm talking about is quite a bit different. I'm talking about Priest, which is a manhwa. It's got about, I want to say, 15 volumes out here in the U.S. I'm not 100% sure it's
this
done
frog
yet
has
either.
Died for your sins. I'm sorry.
It's died for its own sins.
Really? Yeah. Okay, first of all, not only is that bestiality, but she's also underage, man. Okay,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know if croc ears runs like dog ears, but I'm sure that that croc was of legal age.
Probably.
Okay, that's statutory, people.
Isn't there a blue law against that?
There's all kinds of laws
there
against
that.
There
should be.
In many states.
Yeah.
But please all continue, right. Magic.
All right, well. All right, so Priest is, it's kind of a Western, and it's kind of a supernatural horror, and that's about it. But
a Western supernatural horror manhwa.
Horror with priests and religion.
With religion. You can't leave religion out.
With religion. Can't leave religion out. Well, the name of the thing's Priest, so I thought you guys could figure that part out for yourselves.
Hey, you know, don't assume anything. I assumed that there would never be crocodiles fucking children in anime. Look what happened.
You actually,
hey,
deliberately wrote that down on your things of that never gonna happen.
Oh, yeah. You know, David Hasselhoff being a huge hit in, you know, Germany. Wrong on that one. But,
oh my god, what movie was it? Dodgeball, where the German team all, like, kiss pictures of tables and David Hasselhoff before they got to play. That's awesome. Sorry, I'm off in my own little world.
It's okay. It's a tangent. It happens.
Yeah. All right, so, well, everybody who knows anything about religion, and I know nothing about religion, and I know this, so I know everybody else knows it, too.
Losing my religion.
In the ancient past, there was... You totally sang that wrong, and you don't deserve to sing R.E.M.
Oh, shit, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Sorry. Anyway, go back to it, Magic.
All right, well, everybody knows that, you know, Lucifer used to be an angel, and then fought with God, and blah, blah, blah. And there was this huge war in heaven, and all the angels got themselves bloody and whatever, and cast down Lucifer. But instead of, you know, thanking them and saying, oh my God, I love you, God turned his face away from the angels, and instead concentrated on humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were 12
angels.
I didn't hear that.
The angels got jealous, and they slashed humanity's
tires. Yes, they
did.
And they turned away from God. So 12 angels, led by an archangel by the name of Timozarella, decide to rebel, because they're all angry at God for his favoritism.
We're not gonna take it.
I knew you were gonna do that. I, like, felt it coming. I was like, 3, 2, 1, boom.
Gonna take it. Anyway.
God, I know you well.
We should have a musical episode. We should have a musical podcast.
Every episode is a musical with us, though.
Yeah, but one where we can't do anything that's not musical.
Oh, yeah, right. That'd be easy.
So anyways, they descend to Earth and, you know, decide to wreak havoc among humanity. You know, God gets all pissed off. He's like, what the hell are you guys doing? And he seals them into statues and buries them deep underground. But probably 1,000 years later, I don't know. During the Crusades, a holy knight named Vasquez de Gulli...
Gamma?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Gamma. I was like, Portuguese!
Exactly.
Right, well, he returns home after the Crusades to find that his wife and his kid became ill, and they were burned alive so that the illness wouldn't spread. So he loses his faith.
And burnt to a crisp.
That sucks.
Cool.
Yep. So he loses his faith and wanders the earth killing basically everybody comes across. And then until he discovers a hidden cave which contains the statues of the 12 fallen angels. And so Vasquez allows Timozarella to take his body in the hopes of getting revenge on God. So centuries later, Vasquez is found, still alive, and he's sentenced by the Inquisition to be judged as a heretic for his crimes.
Uh-oh.
So the man in charge of his judgment is Bethiliel, a powerful, you know, just regular powerful old priest guy.
Right.
So, Timozarella, who's you know, living in Vaska or whatever you could call it, possessing it. Mm-hmm. He toys with Betheliel and eventually causes him to lose faith in God. Some horrible things happen, and I really don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
So Betheliel joins to Mozzarella as a disciple.
Uh-oh.
Curses God and joins the devil.
Yeah.
Usual story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so eventually, God knows how much longer after that, Betheliel betrays to Mozzarella and devotes his life to finding a way to imprison him again.
Uh-huh.
So he succeeds for a time, actually imprisoning himself and to Mozzarella, until a priest by the name of Ivan Isaacs once again frees him. But in his imprisonment, Betheliel is also turned into a demon called Belial.
Uh-huh.
Again, some horrible things happen, and Ivan turns away from God and becomes a servant of Belial.
Okay.
Who's a servant of Mozzarella, but is portrayed him.
Right.
All right, so he is. So Ivan, Ivan is reborn as an undead priest guy, and he serves Belial by devoting his life to vengeance against Mozzarella.
Okay.
Complicated, isn't it?
A little.
All right, here's the kicker. This all kind of happens at once. Because it takes place in multiple times. You got all these storylines. You got Vasker's story. You got Betheliel's story. You got Ivan before, when he was researching this prison that Mozzarella was with him. You got Ivan after, when he's serving Belial and fighting Mozzarella. And you have a guy in the future, or in the modern day, who's researching all this stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these storylines run parallel. So you'll get, like, a series of chapters about Betheliel. You'll get a series of chapters about Ivan. You'll get a series of chapters about this guy in the future who's researching stuff that happened to Ivan. I think he found his journal or something. But it actually all works really well together.
Okay.
So the main part of the story is Ivan serving Belial, fighting to Mozzarella in the Wild West. And it sounds incredibly complicated, but it's really good because it's so complicated.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Does that make any sense at all?
I'm trying to go, okay, all right, so we started with the one dude. Well, first we started with the angels, the archangels.
Okay, to Mozzarella, I'll make it simple. To Mozzarella curses God. Vaska curses God and becomes to Mozzarella's body,
vessel.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Betheliel curses God, joins to Mozzarella.
Yep.
Betrays to Mozzarella. They both get sealed.
Right.
Ivan unseals them both, curses God, joins now Belial, who used to be Betheliel, and they together fight to Mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, Ivan is trying to fight Belial.
Okay. Oh, God.
Did you draw a nice graph with that one?
Yeah, I was making a pie chart in the air.
It's like a parallelogram.
And then I had to scrap the pie chart and start a flow chart.
Yeah, you need a flow chart for that one. Yeah. Or one of those web graph things.
Yeah. Ooh. So I've got the flow chart going now. So.
All right, well, make me a photocopy.
Okay, I will. Do you want me to email it to
I always seem to bring up these really complicated stories.
Okay. Do you want it in color, or do you want it password protected, or just a plain old PDF be fine?
Password protected would be great.
No problem.
But there are a few really interesting things other than all that interesting stuff. the art style is really angular. You won't find a single curved line in this manga. It's all
super
angles,
stylized,
all hard
then.
Angles. Mm-hmm. Very, very stylized, yeah. But at the same time, despite that, it's very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the horror mangas are very gritty, and there's, you know, speed lines and action lines everywhere, and you can't tell what in the hell is going on.
Right.
This is much, much better. It's clean, you can see what's going on, even in the action. But it still retains that dark, gritty sort of flavor.
Cool.
It is. It's cool. And it's also very dark. Most manga you see are full of white space.
Right.
This, in between the panels, it's all black, right to the edge of the page.
Nice.
So you got your pictures that have some white in them. Mm-hmm. The panels.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is black. It's really cool.
I'm gonna have to check this out because I'm actually kind of intrigued by it. I've found a newfound love for manga, I have to say. So shout outs to Tokyo Pop because they paid
me. Yay, Tokyo Pop.
I wish.
Actually, this is by Tokyo Pop.
No, but I find a lot more of the darker things, and I don't know if it's my own personality or that because they're so dark and rich that a lot of the authors allow themselves to play with areas and boundaries that they maybe normally wouldn't have with something that wasn't as dark a theme. But I find that a lot of those actually pique my interest more.
Yeah.
You know, like Helsing, for instance. Okay.
Helsing's awesome.
You know, a very dark. Okay. Especially Helsing.
I'm so excited
Ultimate.
That they're finally doing it right.
Yes. Yes.
Not that I don't absolutely love the original anime.
Right. But there's a lot of. Yeah. Exactly. And so I find it a lot more interesting just because the theme, I don't want to say is more adult, but it does not, I guess.
It doesn't tame itself down.
Yes. It doesn't.
It's like trying to do Indiana Jones without the Nazis. That doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't. It does not. Nor does E.T. with the FBI agents pointing walkie-talkies at him. That's just not right. So in E.T., the original E.T., after he gets captured by the adults and the kids rescue him so they can run away. Remember the whole chase scene where they finally all get to fly on the bikes and stuff? And the FBI was actually
pointing...
I don't
remember much of anything from that movie. I haven't seen that movie in years.
All right. Well, fuck, I showed my age again. All right, so at the point where they're running away from the FBI and the cops and the CIA or whatever, they're all pointing guns originally. Fuck you. guns at the kids and actually crack off a couple shots.
Old granny.
Right, you
do that. Yes. So when you say original version, did they remake that?
Yes, and in the remake that they did and released on DVD, all
God
the guns
damn it, people
were replaced
come on.
With
shot first. You can't change that later. You're screwing with my childhood.
Okay, and it's because they changed Han's shooting that George Lucas told his buddy Steven, hey, you know, it's supposed to be for the kids in a kids movie. That's too violent. So all the guns were replaced with walkie-talkies.
I want to play with walkie-talkies.
Okay. Walkie-talkies are great.
Poses not really work that way.
They don't. Okay, because you get the guys running down the street and the kids are taking off and they're just like waving walkie-talkies at them. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you definitely don't do the same thing with a walkie-talkie that you do with a gun.
No, you just...
I can just imagine them like over the door of their car, you know, one hand braced and holding a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, just like, bang, 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 we shoot you if you...
Yeah, and the recoil from the walkie-talkie.
Oh my god, yeah. So, You just can't fuck with stuff like that. It's not the same. It doesn't translate well at all.
And you're screwing with our childhood.
Yeah, well, mine.
You may be protecting future generations, but past generations are going to go
nuts. Protecting future generations, for fuck's sake! They're playing Splinter Cell! They're shooting people and teabagging them for fun! Okay, taking the gun out of a hand and putting a walkie-talkie isn't going to make this kid go, you know, I think I want to go to seminary. yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a priest, not a pimp. It's not going to happen.
I want to be a junkie when I grow up.
I like heroin. No, not really.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. And we don't promote drug use.
We don't promote drugs or alcohol.
Not at all. They don't pay us. Nope. Moving on.
Ooh.
I know. I snuck it in there, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's going to come back to bite me. I'm sure. In any case, I really do want to check this. You said it's a manhwa, correct? Because it's Korean?
Yes. Right. Yes.
So I do want to check that out because it sounds really interesting.
It is. It's awesome. I only actually have the first five volumes, okay. But it's it's something I eventually want to get my hands on all of it. So
I don't know. I kind of find the things, especially with anime and manga, when they have some kind of religious bend to them, I find them a little more interesting. I think that's why I'm drawn to the vampire thing.
Oh, I love vampire stories.
And I'm also drawn to Chrono Crusade. I absolutely loved it. And, you know, when I first started watching, I'm like, why am I watching this? But I can't not watch
it. I read it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Ah,
Panda actually promised to lend that to me like 2 years ago, and it still hasn't happened.
What? Chrono Crusade?
What? Oh, I could bring it tonight.
That'd be good.
Cool. All right. Okay.
I probably still owe you something, too, that I forgot to lend
you. No, so. I can't remember what I wanted.
And I was supposed to get something, I think, for Shigiyugi.
And I was supposed to get my shit back from you.
I know, I got it. It's
all right, I'll write that down. I owe you for Shigiyugi.
I got a new box because I have to send more stuff. So I have now a new box sitting by the door.
I have a box?
No, but you will have a box.
All have boxes.
I'm not even going to touch that. Wait, that came out wrong. Never mind. That's just so wrong.
Oh, man.
God dang it. Okay. I guess that means it's my turn, right?
Yeah, I guess. So what are you going to do with the alligator nailed to a cross of 1,000 truths?
I'm just going to leave it right there on the table because I'm afraid if I touch it that I'm going to go to hell. So I'm just going to leave it right there and kind of talk it in its general direction.
Good choice.
Yeah. I'm actually going to talk about a couple of things that I've read and a trend that I've noticed in the game industry. Ooh. And
do we have a glossary term?
No, I don't think we have a term for the glossary, but we probably ought to do an update for the glossary now that you bring that up. But that's another podcast. I was reading online.
That's the site. That's not a podcast.
Yeah. Well, another podcast would be talking about glossary terms, because we could actually, you know, do maybe a Skype cast and have some people, like, bring up terms and what they think the definition should be. Yeah, you know, that kind of
sounds like fun. We haven't done a Skype cast.
We haven't done a Skype cast in a while.
We need to do a Skype cast. I'm thinking that probably within the next couple of podcasts, we'll do a Skype cast. I think it's time. Especially since they've done the update now. This is totally a plug for Skype. So now we can actually have up to 4 other guests on our regular podcast. They've upped the amount of people that you can have on the Skype cast. So, yeah, big ups to Skype. Doing it big.
Skype!
Yay! All right.
Yay!
All right. So, anyway, I was bouncing around the internet in between watching episodes of Le Chevalier d'Eon. I like to say French words. They make my mouth feel sexy. And
see, they make my tongue feel like it should be, like, working out or something.
Like, you're not getting enough cardio.
Like, man, my tongue is fat and lazy, and it can't touch those words.
That's funny. All right. So, in between watching that and Witch Hunter Robin, which some wonderful, wonderful member of my family gave me for my B-Day, which was, like,
awesome. I've owned it, like, forever.
Points to me.
Love it.
Yeah, big props to Pandalicious.
If you like Witch Hunter Robin, check out Ergo Proxy, because it's by the same people.
That's what I heard, but I also was told that it will fuck with my head.
Oh, probably.
All right, well, there's not a whole lot going on up there anyway, so it doesn't matter.
If you think too hard about Witch Hunter Robin, it'll fuck with your head, though.
See, so. I don't. I'm just enjoying it. But in between watching all of that stuff, I came across this article, and it was talking about how one of the VPs of software development at Square had done an interview. And in the interview, Hiromichi Tanaka said basically that Square's working on an MMORPG for a new one, and they weren't specific about if it was a Final Fantasy title or if it was a whole new franchise that they were starting. But this new Square MMORPG is for the Xbox 360 and Vista with a PS3 possibility. And that really kind of threw me back in my chair because, you know, Squeenix's big shareholder is Sony. That's kind of why they became Squeenix.
Mm-hmm.
And Squeenix. Square Enix. But I like Squeenix so much better.
Yeah, but who doesn't call it Squeenix?
There's a few Squeenix. People that like...
Squee!
Oh, yeah, but the only the only few people are the moms going out to buy their kids video games who are like, okay, I need to buy something or other by Square
Enix. I mean, I think the Squeenix people even call themselves Squeenix.
Squeenix!
I mean, deep down in their heart of hearts, they're probably like, okay, so what's going on at Squeenix today? And like, well, this is what we're doing.
Ask me that Squeenix. Check out that Squeenix.
Check out the Squeenix on that guy.
On that guy.
Okay.
Check out who we got our Squeenix on now.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get a little Squeenix on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bravery. Yeah. All right, that's enough of that. I gotta stop that. Bad ninja.
Yeah, we could go on all
that. We could make a whole hour out of that. I don't know that anybody would listen to a whole hour, but we could do it. It could be done.
We could spend an entire hour talking about
nothing.
I don't know, anything. Anything. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. We could spend an entire hour and talk about nothing.
It'd be like Seinfeld, but better. Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're going to have mobs of fan
I am
girls,
not Newman. I'm just saying that right now. I am not Newman. Not it. If we do that. Anyway, and I thought that this was kind of an interesting thing because I've been noticing, and I know that a lot of other people have as well, is that Sony seems to be losing their hold on the exclusivity thing with franchises. And, I mean, mm-hmm. that's been a big thing for them, has been their exclusivity. Devil May Cry. Originally, Assassin's Creed was supposed to be a PS3 exclusive. And now there are some rumors that Devil May Cry may be not exclusive anymore. Since the success that Capcom had with Dead Rising on the Xbox 360, they want to address that market a little bit more. And even though there was a press release that said that as it stands, Devil May Cry was going to be exclusive to the PlayStation 3. The wording was very particular, and a lot of people have said that, you know, it leaves a lot of wiggle room because what, you know, if you're specific about it, all that they've said was that at this current moment in time, they have no announcement about the exclusivity of the game changing. Okay, so saying
so
that...
So right now...
They have no announcement about that changing. So not that it's not going to change, not that it hasn't already changed, they have no announcement prepared about the state of the exclusivity. So that's kind of weird, because if it is going to stay exclusive, why not just come out and say, no, Devil May Cry is exclusive to the PlayStation 3 and to Sony, period. As opposed to saying that you don't have a statement about the state of exclusivity for the title.
Exclusivity!
They're just covering their asses with that. That there's so much red tape in that statement.
Man, they showed
right
their
there.
Ass by messing up on the PS3, and now they're trying to cover it.
Well, the thing is, again, if you already have an exclusivity agreement, there's nothing illegal about having that. So if you do have one, then you might as well just say, yes, we're exclusive. The title is exclusive. A lot of companies have been, you know, hyping that the only place that you can get this is on Xbox 360, or the only place that you can get it is on the PS3. So, to me, that says that there is a change coming to the exclusivity deal, but they have not actually prepared the release for it. That they've set a date, and that when that date occurs, that's when the announcement's going to be made. And they can't make the announcement before that because of time.
That's really gonna hurt them if they do. I don't know. Get rid of the exclusivity, because that's one of the only positive things that PS3 still has.
Right, and it's dropping exclusivity left and right. I mean, Assassin's Creed was supposed to be a PlayStation 3 only title. Now it's going to be on the Xbox 360. Rumor is it's going to be on the Xbox 360 faster than it's going to be on the PlayStation 3, and that the AI is going to be a little bit better on the Xbox 360 than on the PlayStation 3. Okay.
Are the 360 games cheaper than the PlayStation games?
By $10.
another blow against them then. If you can get the same game on a different system, have it look better and have to pay less, you're not going to get the... You're not going to buy the game, and B, you're not going to get the system.
Right, because the only killer apps that Sony will then be able to make are going to be the ones from in-house developers. Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to, you know, get a company to sign an exclusive deal and basically cut themselves off from the two branches of the market that are making huge profit.
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah. Nobody's going to sign exclusivity with the underdog.
Okay, you can walk into a Best Buy right now and pick up a PlayStation 3. I dare you to find one that has a Wii.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can find them that have Xbox 360s, but you have two options of the Xbox 360, and none of those options will cost you $500.
Yep.
You know, and so I think that you're going to see more and more development houses drop exclusivity deals, especially when it comes to Sony. And I'm talking exclusivity deals as far as Nintendo and the Microsoft box as well. I think that what they've learned now with the next-gen systems is being tied into one of them is going to make you ultimately a loser because you cut yourself off from too much of a market. Okay, before an exclusivity deal with Sony, when the only competition was Nintendo and Sony was, you know, bitch-slapping poor Nintendo, it made sense because you were basically going to almost guarantee that your games are going to get into the predominant amount of gaming households. Now that's not the case.
If you sign it, swung the other way.
Big time. If you sign an exclusivity deal for the PlayStation 3, okay, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that probably a third of the gamers that you poll right now are going to have a PlayStation 3. I'm going to say more of them will have an Xbox 360 than a PlayStation 3. And probably be equal on the Wii to 360 ratio right now. Because it's very hard to find a Wii right now, but pretty easy to get your hands on a PlayStation 3. So I'm going to be generous and say that that's kind of level right now. That being said, games are still cheaper on the other system, and pretty much all of the fun, popular games right now are available on all the consoles.
Yeah.
And there are still PlayStation 2 games that are getting ready to launch. PlayStation 2 sales were higher than PlayStation 3 sales on the holiday.
Oh, that hurts.
All right, that's a kick in the nuts. Squaw in the nuts.
Well, yeah. I know. I have no intention of getting a 3, and I'm still using my 2 like crazy.
Okay. When I did the review earlier this week of Yakuza, I played it on my PlayStation 3, and it hurt me to do it. Okay, it looked like shit.
And can I have it?
It was slow. No, you can't.
Do you have a 3 to play it on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a PlayStation
3. Doesn't like it, so she should give it to me.
My PlayStation 3 is my movie box. That's all I use it for right now, to be honest with you.
Use it as the DVD player?
It's my DVD player. Because I have one Blu-ray movie, and I got it free with my PlayStation 3.
Yeah. I play all my DVDs on my PlayStation 2, so I shouldn't
be surprised. Yeah, me too.
Well, because it's great. It's a small box. It can run every video you throw at it, and oh yeah, you can game on it. That's great.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's the only thing I have hooked up to my TV right now. I don't have cable or anything. I just have my PlayStation 2.
Okay. My computer, my iMac, diagonally, only has a couple of inches on my PlayStation 3. That's pathetic. That's a huge fucking box.
Yeah.
It's hot as hell, and you're telling me that I can't play some of my PlayStation 2 games on it? And you're telling me if I want to play my PlayStation 2s on it, games on it, I have to get an adapter that lets me transfer the data on my memory card to my hard drive.
That's bull.
And I can't.
The rant. Calm down.
Oh, and that adapter isn't available yet? Are you kidding me?
Calm down. You must
be fucking me. And you had better take me out to dinner before you do that. Yeah. So to say that I'm a little pissed right now is an understatement. But to get back on topic, I think that the exclusivity thing dropping is going to be a good thing ultimately for gamers. Because it's really going to allow games to get out on all the platforms so that we really can compare apples to oranges and really find out who the dominant system really belongs to. Because with the product being on all of the consoles made by the same developers at the same time, I think that that will really allow us to go, you know what? Maybe being able to throw millions upon millions of polygons at a title doesn't mean shit at all if it's not fun to actually play.
Yeah.
So, now that I've bored you...
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's not that I'm bored. Pepper. It's that I have a lack of oxygen. That's what yawns are.
You need more air.
Yeah, so you're suffocating me. You're not boring me.
Am I suffocating you with all of my knowledge? Und power und Stotz? Yes?
No? Ugh.
Mm-mm. All right. With that said, I'm done with my little rant for right now. I'll probably be writing about
it
more.
The thing I'm really interested to see in the future is, with all these things going bad for the PS3, can Sony recover? Is there going to be a next-generation PlayStation?
Absolutely.
And if they collapse, if PlayStation or Sony or whatever doesn't exist anymore, what's going to happen with that dynamic of just two systems? Is there going to be something else that evolves to take its place?
It has to, because that's what happened before.
Yeah.
Once there was Nintendo. I mean, before that, you had ColecoVision, Atari, all of those systems, and television and things like that. And then they kind of went away for a while because Nintendo put the bitch slap on them.
Bitch slap!
Yeah. It was just like, whoosh! And they were like, okay, you win. You are the master. And then Sony came out and went, hey, we're going to do what Nintendo did, but we're going to do it better. And, well, actually... Sega came first.
Yep.
Because Master System and then Genesis. And they were going head-to-head like nobody's business.
Mono e mono. I'm just curious to see if the PS3 is going to go the way of the Dreamcast. Everybody knew someone who had one, but nobody has one anymore.
I had one. And I ended up giving it away to a friend of mine who was moving that I felt sorry for. So I gave them all my games and my memory cards and things like that. But the Dreamcast was a bomb system. It was
I sacrificed mine to the gods.
I remember enjoying it, but I don't remember there being much for it.
Power Stone was the shit. Because, see, originally that's where Soul Calibur was.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Because, see, the first game was called Soul Edge, and it was on the PlayStation. And then the next version of it was Soul Calibur, and it was on Dreamcast.
I kind of wondered about that.
Ported.
If the sword was called Soul Edge, why call the game Soul Calibur?
Right.
Because the good one is Soul Calibur, but the bad one is Soul Edge.
And the game was originally called Soul Edge. The sequel was called Soul Calibur. So Soul Calibur 2 is actually Soul Edge 3. Soul Calibur is Soul Edge 2.
I played 2 and 3. But never anything before that.
All of them. I still have
I own two.
You have a PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah.
I have the original game. I'll send it to you. The PlayStation 1 game, so you can play it.
Woohoo!
But it was originally exclusive to the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dreamcast went the way of the dodo, and they went, hey, we can't be exclusive to you bitches. You bitches don't exist. And... So then it went back.
You know what I remember playing on the Dreamcast? I remember playing Crazy Taxi. I loved Crazy Taxi.
Yep. And the thing was, when Crazy Taxi wound up on the PlayStation, it wasn't as crazy fun as
wasn't it?
No, it actually
was... I didn't even realize it was on the PlayStation. I knew it was an arcade game, and I knew it was a Dreamcast game, but I didn't know it was on the PlayStation.
Nope, it came to the PlayStation and eventually came to the Xbox. And it looked better on the Dreamcast. So...
Moment of silence for the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Good times.
Anyone else imagine funeral music?
No.
No. Okay.
But I'm a cruel bitch like that.
She's
I don't
cold.
Know why.
She's
I don't know why. I usually...
I'm so cold.
I usually think of, like, weird things during Moment of Silence. Like, oh my god, this is uncomfortable.
Sometimes
silence,
I hear quacks.
What do I do? Kind of thing.
Like, quack. To be honest, sometimes I hear, Aflac!
God, you're Aslak in Moments of Silence.
Yeah, I do.
I heard like bagpipe organ music kind of thing.
Yeah. See, when I have a moment of silence, all I really think about is popcorn. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Because
popping corn.
Yeah, because I hear it pop, and I'm like, that'd be the perfect thing to like break up the silence. Be like, because nobody hates popcorn.
No.
You know, so even if you're supposed to be somber, and then popcorn starts popping, somebody's gonna smile.
I just smiled.
You know what sound?
That.
You know what sound effect?
See what I'm
always,
saying?
You know what sound effect always makes me grin like an idiot?
What?
What? The squeaky sound that the hard suits make in Bubblegum Crisis Tokyo 2040.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that sound makes me grin like an idiot, but it does. It makes me incredibly happy just to hear the squeaky sound.
You want
to
know what makes me laugh horribly? And
what?
It's really an awkward sound. If you ever heard like cats like if it comes out of nowhere, I swear to God, like I was watching The Prestige and at one point a cat goes crazy and you hear that and I started laughing. Mind you, The Prestige is a fairly serious movie. So you can imagine how horrible I felt that I was busting out laughing at the sound of this cat.
Were you at the theater?
Yeah.
That is
funny. See, the only thing worse than that is being a young teenage girl in a group with young teenage girls laughing your ass off as Leonardo DiCaprio dies in Titanic.
It's like, I'm going to let go.
Friends,
I will.
All my friends were bawling, and I was laughing. I was giggling like an idiot. It was, I couldn't take
it. Apparently Leos don't float.
Leos don't float. That's awesome. Yeah.
Oops.
Whoopsie. Anyway. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I was like, how's the weight of your ego dragging you down to the bottom?
Of the cold, cold sea.
Y'all are stone cold.
I hated him when he was like a teen idol kid or whatever.
And we were running on a very dangerous tangent, you guys.
Since then, he's been really good. And I'm done. I liked him in The Departed.
I haven't seen The Departed yet, but I'm going to be owning that for Shizzle on my Nizzle. That and Fearless, that's next on the to-buy list. I
haven't watched any of Jet Li's recent stuff.
Fucking love Jet Li.
Awesome. And by recent, I don't think I've watched any of Jet Li's stuff. I can't think of anything I've watched of his.
Unleashed was the shit. Okay.
I want to see that one, though.
All
that
right.
One is something I want to see.
Yeah. You've got to, I'll send you that along with the game, because I have it. I bought that DVD, because I fucking love Jet Li. And with that, I guess I'm going to call this podcast Toast, because there's
Toasty.
No better, you know, note to end on than Jet Li.
Roasted, toasted, and burnt to a motherfucking crisp. It's done.
Okay, so instead of toast, what do you guys eat on your popcorn?
I actually get the Redenbacher Tender White, because I don't like...
You get, like, instant crap?
I know that bitch did not just diss my popcorn.
You gotta make it yourself and then add
fucking
your own.
Fucking, I used to make it myself and then I fucking burnt a pop.
Hey
so
guys,
I
do it myself.
We actually have an air popper.
No, that's not. Yeah, see, that's not doing it yourself unless you get on the fucking stove and pop
it
like
it
you're supposed
stove.
To. Don't bitch to me about getting microwave popcorn. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
If it makes anybody,
I like
it.
I
do with my popcorn.
I haven't even said what I do with my popcorn yet, but go ahead.
It's instant. You throw it in the microwave.
No, yeah, I do other things to it.
She makes sweet, sweet popcorny love to
it. I make sweet popcorn love to it.
It would be all greasy and salty and gross.
Ew.
Hey, there are people that like to eat my salty love popcorn.
Ew. Ooh.
I'm just fucking with
you. No MSG.
Put my salty balls in your mouth.
Suck on my chocolate salty balls. Put them in your mouth. Suck them in, suck them in, suck them in, suck them. All right. I miss Chef on South Park. And I know Isaac Hayes misses that check. But Panda, please, you're about to say what you do with your popcorn.
I actually have a weird thing about putting chocolate things with really salty things. So if I had really salty popcorn, I'd get like M&Ms and mix them all together.
See, I like peanuts and chocolate, but I'm not a big popcorn and chocolate person.
I actually kind of
like it. It's really good if you put there are a few different things I do. I have different types of popcorn I make. Cinnamon is actually really good on popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird when I say it, but it's good. And then yeast is another good one.
Yeast?
Yeast. It sounds gross, but it's
yeah. Good. Like yeast infection? Ew.
I knew you were going there.
All right,
that's
you're the one that went there, stupid.
Thing. I knew. Ew. You said yeast, I knew that's the only place her brain's gonna go. Because panda
yeah, I was
doesn't
actually,
cook.
Actually, the second before it came out of my mouth, I was like, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't
yeah.
say it.
You
I
have to remember, panda doesn't cook, so the only yeast that she knows
I do,
about.
Too! I just don't
actually,
make
yeast
bread.
Is like a baking product is yeast.
Yes. But I mean,
this is dead yeast. So.
It's best to keep
I cook
panda
cookies
out of
and
this.
Bacon and
cookies and bacon. Wow.
And pasta. I bake pasta. And
you can't bake pasta. Or well, you can bake pasta. But...
Yeah, baked pasta is really good. With my
yeah, it's
popcorn,
all the lasagna,
what I do,
and stuff.
Yeah, what I do is I take the tender white. Because that's the only popcorn that I can stand. I don't like any of that other stuff with, like,
kettle corn. Kettle corn's good, too.
No, kettle corn's awful. It's way too sweet. I don't like it.
It tastes weird. Oh, well, if you make yourself, it's better. Because then you can add as much sugar as you want.
Yeah,
or as little sugar as you want.
Yeah. And so I
But what
like
do you do with your delicate, white, fluffy popcorn?
So with my delicate, white, fluffy popcorn, I then go in and I slow cook butter to actually melt it with actual butter. I then take that, and occasionally I take brown sugar, put it in the butter, then sprinkle that over my popcorn.
See, that's sugar. That's kettle corn.
No, it's not like kettle corn, because kettle corn is a
ninja corn!
It is. It's ninja corn. I like that.
I thought you would.
Yeah, ninja corn. Dig it!
Well...
Apply it to your brain! Apply it to your brain! Apply it to your brain!
All right. Ha 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 ha! Ask a Ninja rocks. Ask a Ninja.
Freaking rocks.
I do. I like Ask a Ninja.
Okay. Ask a Ninja DVD. Apply directly to your brain.
I love that.
That's a shit. Ask a Ninja dude. You are awesome. And I guess we're out.
Yep.
We're out.
Out.